Moncrief on News Talk.
If you live in a town or city and regularly walk through it, are there things that about that experience that annoy you, specifically how other pedestrians conduct themselves? Someone ahead of you who comes to a sudden halt, people gawking at their phone, not looking where they're going, and God help us, tourists who seem unaware there are any other pedestrians at all. Kelly Early is a columnist with the Journal and one half of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Good afternoon.
My introduction, you may have inferred that I have similar feelings to yours. Particularly at certain parts, times of the year, where there's more tourists, it takes longer to walk from A to B than it normally would because there's so many clumps of people on the road.
That's it. There used to be a big fuss over all the students who'd be travelling from abroad here for the summer and how they'd take up the whole bus. But now it's just the whole street at this point. But it's not just tourists, it's Irish people barely know how to conduct themselves in public from what I've seen.
Yeah. And so what are the key things that you've observed?
So it's going to sound like I'm very easily stressed out, but I have to put forward, I'm very patient. I'm a middle child here, so I'm used to putting up with stuff. But the main things that I've really been getting wound up over the last couple of weeks are the people who, first of all, come to a dead stop out of nowhere on when they're walking down the street. And then you and the person behind you and the person behind them all kind of like crash into each other or come close to it. There's no like looking behind you, looking around to see what's going on, or even doing a U-turn if you're changing. I don't know if this is to do with people looking at Google Maps or suddenly realizing they forgot something or whatever. Another one is, and you get this a lot on Dame Street, whether it's outside the Carol's shop where people are buying their souvenirs from Ireland or outside the Olympia Theatre. There's just always so many people on the footpath standing around chatting or doing nothing. And you end up like taking your life into your hands, going into the bike lane to get.
Yeah, no, but that one particularly puzzles me because you would have thought if you've even walked on a pavement before, you'd be aware of this. But it seems like it's the first time for them.
That's it. And I find like even when I'm standing with my friends somewhere and they're doing it, I'm like, guys, watch out. Like I'm pulling them in or like I'm their eyes in that situation because I hate when people do it to me, or, you know, I hate to see it happening. So I'm always conscious of that. And the other thing then, this one really grinds my gears as well, is when people are walking two or three or four abreast towards you and not one of them will move out of the way. Not one of them will step into single file. Yeah, that one drives me mad.
Yeah. Yeah, again, you'd kind of, I know, but is there a bit of bravado there in that? Is there, you know, you move first kind of thing?
That's it. It seems like people are trying to be the alpha in the situation or like dominate the footpath. I don't know if there's some deeper psychological thing going on here, but from what I see, it's just a lack of courtesy or like a lack of consideration for other people on the path.
Yeah. Does it now? But are you when you're walking around the centre of town, are you like a very are you quite a quick walker? Are you going, an assertive walker? I have to get from this place to that place and, you know, I'm going to zoom around people and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I walk a lot. I live like in the city and I'm always getting to or from work in there or trying to catch a bus or whatever. So I'd say I probably walk a little bit faster than average, which might be why these issues stick out to me so much because they interrupt my flow, you know. But it's like even like my parents who wouldn't go into town much get so frustrated by it as well. It's just I think we have an epidemic on our hands.
Do you think it's that bad? going back to the tourists, it could be that they come from countries where people don't tend to walk on the pavement so much, or maybe they're driving around in cars a lot, or maybe they have wider footpaths.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's cultural differences around the world that kind of dictate how people travel. And, you know, when it comes to Spanish people, they have so much pedestrianized space and there's like the streets are designed for lounging around more than like running through the city to get like to work or to catch a bus or whatever. So like that might inform attitudes. I know in much more densely populated areas, people just kind of deal with it and push through the crowds in New York or Japan or whatever, you know, but, or Tokyo, I should say. But, you know, then Germany, they take their stuff very seriously on the street when it comes to conduct, and maybe they go too far in that regard. When I was looking into this, I genuinely was quite tickled by the fact that our Department of Foreign Affairs includes a warning on its website for Irish citizens heading there that they can't jaywalk and they will not receive consular assistance if they do.
Oh, really?
You're on your own there.
That's hilarious. But you're always, yeah, that it is kind of funny that you will see there'll be a row of people standing, you know, waiting for the little man to turn green, even though there's no cars. And then a few Irish people whiz past them and they look kind of a bit puzzled as to whether they've done something wrong or not.
Yeah, God, I do think there's definitely a lot of impatience among Irish people as well, even though things are slower paced here, you know?
Yeah. Kelly, do you think phones have a lot to do with this? Because, you know, there's people walking along looking at the phone, or there's people, you know, they're having a conversation with somebody on the phone. So they, and, you know, they have kind of ear pods in. So they're kind of a bit oblivious to what's going on around them.
Yeah, definitely. I think phones are playing a big part in it, whether directly or indirectly, because I think all of our attention spans are just shot. Like, I'd cycle around town a bit as well, and there's people who just blindly step into the bike lane and don't look back when they're trying to get around crowds. But the phone stuff is definitely noticeable, and I know it grates on a lot of people. You might have seen on the bridge coming off Parliament Street onto Capel Street, there are little lights on the ground so that people who are on their phones know when the traffic lights change, when the green man comes up without having to look up. So like, maybe we're encouraging this behaviour a little bit.
God, has it come to that, that they actually have to put things on the ground so people will notice them?
We'll be getting notifications on our phone to say you can cross now.
Does it annoy you though if you get stuck behind people who are strolling?
You'd give a bit of I suppose generosity to people who, like, maybe older people who are walking slowly, or people who have I suppose limited mobility. Obviously, like, that would never cross my mind to be like, come on, move along with those type of people. But when it's like young people just sauntering very slowly, or tourists taking everything in, like, I can understand, like, we all go on holidays and we walk slowly. But I think in Ireland, it's just so hard because the footpaths are so narrow. Like, the city was never built for as many cars as go through it. And yeah, the pedestrians suffer as a result.
Bicycles on the footpath, Kelly.
Yeah, that's another one. This is a very common one. I think because we don't have two-way bike lanes, people tend to go, when they're going against the flow of traffic, they'll go on the footpath rather than going to the bike lane across the road. And again, I have a bit of grace for people who look like nervous cyclists or kids who are doing it. But it's just, again, like, I mean, e-scooters are an even more extreme version of that. The e-scooters and the e-bikes, because, like, they do pose a real hazard to people, whereas the bikes are just kind of annoying.
Yeah. A lot of people are texting in to agree with you. You know what's odd? And this is going by, you know, it's not entirely, this problem isn't entirely stemming from tourists, but you will see, you know, groups of Spanish students blocking up the footpath in Ireland. Mm-hmm. But when you're in Spain, you never see that. Is it because just the footpaths are wider there, or they wouldn't dare do it in Spain? I don't know.
I don't know. I suppose it's just because you've got a big volume of kids in one space, and kids are probably less aware of what's going on around them, and they don't know how annoying it is to other people. But when I've been in Barcelona or like other parts of Spain, there's just huge like avenues just for pedestrians. Mm-hmm. So they're so well spread out. There's benches and people are encouraged to enjoy public space rather than just use it as a means of getting from A to B, you know?
Yeah. One person, though, says, I used to love pretending to tie my shoes when I'd hear somebody stampeding up from behind. So some people do it deliberately then.
That's fairly evil, if you ask.
That is fairly evil. My word. Yeah. Kelly, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Kelly Early there, a columnist with the Journal and one of the hosts of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Another is hand-holding couples ambling along and using the full width of the path. Says one texter. If somebody walks slow, that's fine, says somebody else. Just don't sway zigzag across the footpath. Walk relatively straight so I can walk around. I'm in a rush. They are not. It is not their job to walk fast for me. And somebody else says, on holiday in Germany, they did not look puzzled at us jaywalking. They shouted at us. So they do take it very seriously. And headphones, says another listener. People are walking to their music like they're the main character. And how dare you interrupt their pace? Someone else says, I have coined the phrase spatial spastication. Well, that's a fancy phrase. To describe how selfish, ignorant and illogical people are. For example, walking out of a shop and not bothering to look left or right. The phone zombies walking slow, who I like to nudge, hoping they'll drop their phone. People can stop, but they should get out of the flow of people, read or text something, then put the phone back in their pocket and keep going. Makes perfect sense. Someone else says, blames Dublin. Yvonne blames Dublin, though she says she loves it. She says it's bursting at the seams. It's not big enough to accommodate the 1.5 million people, hence the difficulties we experience navigating around each other in the city. Well, indeed, you're right. And so, you know, and Kelly was making that comparison. Many European cities will have lovely wide footpaths. Maybe a bit like you'd have O'Connell Street footpaths, O'Connell Street in Dublin, that is. Those footpaths are wide enough. The worst type of people stop on stairs or in doorways for a quick chat. I live in Dublin 9, away from the tourists. Walking is the symptom. Self-absorption is the cause. Practice empathy, says this texter. This convo needs more national radio air coverage, question mark. Laughing, but not joking. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry about that. Oh, are you annoyed that we were talking about this? Because it seems like a lot of people are somewhat exercised by it. I love to walk slow to annoy people. At the same time, I get annoyed by slow people. So I suppose it's karma. The worst is when somebody ends up behind you a little too closely, but they don't alter their pace at all and just stay right up your backside. Yeah, you can see how that would be creepy, but if you're in a rush and you're trying to get around someone, it's a terrible decision to have to make. You don't want to, obviously, you don't want to appear like you're being a bit creepy, but, you know, you need to get around them. Going in single file to allow joggers pass and them not saying a simple thank you, says somebody else. I'm always bemused when people stop and stand at the top or bottom of an escalator, knowing that people are behind them, says Pat. Yeah, it is a funny thing. I suppose if they're standing at the bottom, they're kind of, maybe they're a bit nervous about it and they're thinking, right, I'm going to do this now. And then when they get to the top, they give themselves a moment of congratulations for having gone through that traumatic experience. And someone else says, it's gas watching tourists who would not dare jaywalk at home trying to do it in Ireland. Well, I suppose they come to Ireland, so all those Germans, they come to Ireland so they can live a little dangerously.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.